I need to work off my adrenaline, sure, but I could spar with someone else, couldn't I?
Couldn't I?
No.
The power began to shift between us, straining. We were heading for something. Some shape of an event already lying under the surface of the world. The assembled Scions seemed to be holding their breath. Jaframel nodded.
Never one to use words when a single gesture will do.
I half-turned, walking sideways, keeping Jaframel in my peripheral vision as I headed for the center of the warehouse.
I don't just want a spar to work my nerves off. I want to make him pay for making me afraid. Gods, I'm not a very nice person. But I want to fight him. I have to fight him to prove I'm not afraid.
The realization shook me. I looked down at my hand wrapped around the sword hilt.
Dante, you cannot hurt me.
Oh, that does it. We'll just see about that.
I drew the blade free. Heat bled away from my skin. The demon-fed heat of a Hedera. It would make the climate control start to strain after a while. I saluted him with a shining length of steel. Blue fire began twisting in the metal depths, runic patterns slipping like raindrops down a window, sparkling.
I must really be upset for my sword to be reacting this way. Usually, blessed steel doesn't react to his presence. It hasn't since he's fallen. But he's demon again, isn't he? And so much more powerful than I could ever be.
All right. If we're gonna do this, let's do it. Come and get me.
He paused for just the briefest moment before moving in, deceptively slow, his feet soundless against shock gel. My sword flicked. He slapped it aside. I used the momentum, whirling, shuffling back as he moved in. I darted forward and almost caught him. He actually had to take two steps back, bending slightly to the side to escape the arc of my blade. I held the scabbard in my left hand, resting it along my forearm to act as a shield. The sword kept moving, painting the air with blue flame. I learned long ago not to keep the blade still when sparring with him. He could take it away easier if I did. We circled, his hands actually, maddeningly, clasped behind his back again. His eyes burned green. His face wasn't set or angry. The only expression I could decipher was indifference with the faintest trace of amusement, his combat mask. Anger rose, was tightly reined in and stuffed to the back of my mind. If I got angry, this would be over far too soon. I needed to work this off, get the poison of adrenaline out of my system so I could think again. I moved in on him, slashing and feinting. He melted away from each strike with impossible grace. His hand blurred, his claws nearly tearing the sword from my grip. Sparks sprayed from my rings as our shields locked together, a psychic engagement as well as a physical one. He'd never done that before.
You're serious, aren't you?
You're holding back. Come at me, Dante. You feel I betrayed you in some fashion. Make me pay for it.
It didn't sting that he was right about my holding back, but it did sting that he guessed I wanted him to pay.
I should have come alone and contracted a cage, or taken a slickboard, goddammit.
I just want to spar, Jaframel.
That's not precisely a lie. I thought that was all I wanted until I got here and realized just how furious I still am.
Then spar. You are wasting time.
Oh, do I... bore you?
He batted the sword away again. We went back to circling.
Maybe you want something more interesting. A nice little androgyne copy of Lucifer to keep you warm instead.
Shit, I can't believe I just said that.
The only warning I got was Jaframel's eyes narrowing. He blurred toward me, and I saw the bright lengths of knives reversed along both forearms. He'd gone to blades without warning me.
Well, isn't this a day for surprises?